How did you come across this story about this extraordinary documentary?
I'm not sure where I first encountered it. I used to use the film, which is quite a short film. It's just a 22-minute black and white documentary from 1945-46. I used to use it in teaching in the olden days at Melbourne State College in the 70s.
How so? What was there in that that you could impart?
Oh, well, it seems to me to be an important film for Australian film history because it's one of the very early, what we might call independent films, a film that's made outside of the editorial control of the major media organisations, but made on the basis of a kind of an independent editorial policy. It's an advocacy film, we would say, with community-based support and also a work which is distributed independently.
So, all right, so Joris Evans, who was working here in Australia, what was he doing here?
Well, he was here when the, as you said, when the Netherlands East Indies government was defeated by the Japanese, the whole apparatus of the Netherlands Indies colonial administration moved to Australia. Joris Evans at the time was working in America, making work for with the Why We Fight series and so on. He came to Australia to work with the Netherlands Indies government in exile as their film commissioner. So his job was to return with the troops that would reoccupy the Netherlands East Indies and make the great film about the liberation from the Japanese of the Netherlands East Indies. However, a couple of things occurred that prohibited that. One was that the Americans wouldn't let Joris Evans anywhere near the theatres of war because he was what they used to call in that time a premature anti-fascist. He'd made a film against Franco called The Spanish Earth in the 30s. And
they didn't see that as a good thing?
The Americans, well, they were very anti-communist, you see, and they wouldn't let Joris Evans into the theatres of war. So he wasn't able to actually go with the Dutch ships as they began to move back to reoccupy
that part of the world. That is extraordinary, especially considering their major opponent for the last 5 years, the Americans, for the last 4 years, was a fascist.
Well, and also, that, of course, at that time that theoretically, at least, Russia was an ally. Mm. But anyway, like all of these things are in place.
Beyond, yeah.
So he was... and also, of course, his... the other thing that came as a surprise was that the Indonesian independence movement proclaimed the independence of the country very, very soon after the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and nobody was quite prepared for that. So everybody had to rethink how they were going to now, as you said earlier in your introduction, how to deal with this sudden new situation where there was an independence movement that was proclaiming the Republic of Indonesia.
Mm.
So Evans decided to resign his position and to make a film independently that would support the Indonesians rather than the Dutch for whom he was working at
the
time.
But he got a lot of support from trade unions in Australia. This is a very unknown part of Australian history, that the trade unions, who have always been fairly militant here in Australia, but were so outward-looking.
It's a very positive story on a number of levels, actually. It's like, as I say, it's a very complicated situation. But because the Dutch colonial administration of the Netherlands was here in Australia, that included the military apparatus of that region and the ships, the troop ships and the supply ships and so on. When it was discovered in Brisbane that there were weapons on the ships that we were told were returning to Java, and so on, with food supplies and medical supplies, they were actually carrying weapons for a counterinsurgency campaign. The Indonesians who were to load those ships struck and refused to work, and then the Australian Waterside Workers Federation and the Seamen's Union and the Indian Seamen's Union and the Chinese Seamen's Union in Australia, they all came along and supported that those strike actions of the Indonesians.
And that made a big part of what that documentary that Evans did.
Well, Evans' film was then an advocacy film that documented the work of those Australian trade unions and the other unions that supported them.
What about funding for that movie now? Because he's really on his own unless these unions were supporting him in that way as well.
Well, there was also a very interesting, strong community-based support for Indonesian independence that had built up over the few years preceding. The Indonesians who were in Australia at the time had built a whole network of social contacts with people. So it was also a very strong movement against the White Australia policy that was in play at that time. Very interesting kind of social movement, where the trade unions that had once been completely complicit with the White Australia policy were now supporting an Asian independence movement, you know, against the European colonial power. But similarly, within Australia, there were also community groups that were actively supporting the Indonesians. So it was financed by collecting money at work sites and at public meetings and so on.
You also say that it provoked a covert response from the authorities. How did they try to get back?
Well, because the Australian government was quite ambivalent about, you know, like they had a real problem about how they would respond to this sudden emergence of an independent country, an independent republic to the north. And there were those who wanted to support the Dutch policy of reaffirming control and letting an autonomous region develop over time. And there were those who recognised that this was the post-war world, that it was time for a post-colonial world, and that the best thing in Australia's interest would be to try and build strong, positive relationships with this new leadership, you know. And there was also a sense among some in Australia that perhaps we really should be looking after West Papua, for example.
Yeah, well, it's very complicated. But it was clandestinely shot, wasn't it? It wasn't something that he was very open on the streets of, you know, Brisbane or Sydney or whatever, was it?
It was mainly shot in Sydney. I used to answer your question. So the state apparatus here, of course, were collaborating with Dutch intelligence service in Australia in running surveillance operations about what Joris Evans and his colleagues at the time were doing, as indeed they were, you know, following very closely all of the activists in the independence movement.
So, all right. So what actually happened with the release of this? How many people saw it, do you think? Did anybody see it?
I don't know. I've never tried to add them up. It's a good question. But it was certainly seen in parts of Republican Indonesia because, of course, you know, there were those parts of the country that continued to be occupied by the Dutch, and then the British and Australians were in Borneo, and, you know, it was very. But there were a lot of areas that were controlled by the Republic, and when the film was shown there, it was very, very helpful because the Indonesians were at risk of feeling incredibly isolated. They were told, you know, that they could never manage their own affairs. They couldn't possibly run a country by themselves without the Dutch and so on, and that world opinion was against them and so on. So when they were able to see a film that demonstrated that the Australians, you know, those well known for a pro-European white Australia policy, were supporting the Indonesians in their independent struggle, it was, I think, you know, very useful as a...
Yeah.
But this time, of course, there were those within the Australian diplomatic world who were also supporting the independence movement. And, in fact, it was work by the Australian diplomatic service and under Chifley's advice, probably, that Australia took a position in a United Nations working party that finally negotiated Indonesian independence in 1949, a good officers' committee. And the Indonesians more or less recommended that Australia ought to be more or less their representative on that good officers' committee.
John Hughes, your film is Indonesia Calling, Joris Evans in Australia. It will be showing at the Melbourne International Film Festival. good on you for doing the story. It's a story. It just shows the power, doesn't it, of film, that you can bring out a story that people just didn't know. And if you hadn't done this, then people probably may never have known this story. It's just luck that 65 years on, you've managed to bring this story back out again.
Well, yeah, I hope it's a useful story. I think it is a terrific opportunity to look at that early relationship with Indonesia and the way that it was possible for, you know, certain sections of the Australian political culture to support Indonesian independence so strongly. It's a very complicated situation, but it's also very good from my perspective. I'm particularly interested in the way that Australian film culture can benefit from a little more knowledge about the terrific history that our documentary culture has.